So with the disclaimer of having all fruits of spirit, we need self-control. The Apostle Paul is helpful in explaining that there is a code to speak, a way in which we can live and bear fruit, and that's by having certain attributes. Attributes that are important, that make us a loving, kind, gentle, joyful, peaceful, and self-controlled person. That sounds familiar, doesn't it? However, as we travel through the journey of Fruits of Spirit, we'll be looking at various passages in both the Old and the New Testament that illustrate a particular fruit. The reading to kickstart us on the journey is from Peter. With his epistle, he has three sections for us to listen to, learn from. The first part is all about being holy and all that you do as God is holy. We are not perfect, but we should try our hardest to be as best as we can. Secondly, in 1 Peter, Peter talks about how this way of life will impress those who accuse and persecute us. Another way of turning the other cheek that Jesus spoke of to his disciples. And finally, Peter acknowledges that we will suffer in our faith. But it tells us to expect it because Jesus has suffered and all believers have the same experience at some point in life. I do not know all of your experiences in depth, but I've been blessed to get to know some of you through chatting, and there is something to be encouraged by everyone. To name a few people, my mum, Shelley, she's good at giving advice. Johnny's good at listening and putting a diplomatic spin on things. And Mike is good at showing how we can worship God in very creative ways, along with Joe. They're just examples of amazing people within this church. So Peter just says, be kind, be good, be faithful. And his whole letter seems to break down the goodness and kindness aspect of the fruit of the Spirit. Today we will look a bit closer at this central bit, the reading. I found it's almost be the heartbeat of 1 Peter. As I was thinking and praying and reflecting on what to say, 3 points came to mind. I thought, we'll look at kindness, we'll look at gentleness, then we'll look at how they both interact with one another. Personally, it challenged me on my spiritual walk this week. So, first point, kindness. Kindness is a key component to life. Your please and thank yous as your parents raise you, helping someone who has taken a tumble, and lifting up someone when they feel drained emotionally and mentally. I remember a Sunday school lesson where a teacher said, just be kind as Jesus was kind to everyone. That stuck with me all my life. And I'm sure we've also heard of other things like, what would Jesus do? WWJD. And the frog, fully reliant on God campaign. These are two reminders on how to live a kind and happy life. No refunds. But acts of kindness are key in our walk with Christ. God wants us to be ready to answer the kindness call. It's a joy and a blessing when we are kind to one another. I have never seen a day where I've not seen or heard of an act of kindness. When I get a thank you at work, I feel absolutely lifted, like, yes, I've done a good job. As I'm sure that when you all hear a thank you or please, you all feel like, yes, I've done something kind. Peter is clear in reminding us that Jesus tells us to turn the other cheek when people do wrong. Jesus said, if my brother hits you on one cheek, turn and let him hit the other one. It's easier said than done. For thousands and thousands of years, since God created and Adam and Eve both sinned, he has tried to encourage the world to be kind. Now, in the 21st century, after Christ's arrival, that message is coming through a bit louder and clearer. Equal rights in the working world for men and women, disabled and abled, and regardless of sexual or religious orientation. But what about me? What about the Black Lives Matter? Every life matters, doesn't it? Or even, how about, does it matter that as you came, a smile you gave to someone as you walked through the door, that might be the bit of kindness someone needed this morning. A little challenge I wish to set you in this morning is, if you are given an opportunity to be kind to someone you did not like, would you accept that opportunity? Be honest with yourselves. You may say yes verbally, but it may be a case of showing kindness to someone that you think, no, I don't want to. There's personal reasons for everything, but God wants you to be kind. And it's important that whole world knows, because it sets us apart from everyone else. What God did in sending Jesus to die for us on the cross, that was an act of kindness. So when you show kindness, you're also showing another characteristic of fruit of spirit, and that is gentleness. Gentleness is an important part of life. We give a gentle answer when someone is cross and it turns away wrath. God wants us to be kind and gentle in spirit. There are some gentle spirits within this church, and we are blessed to have you all here being a gentle spirit, because it makes us the body of Christ. The Apostle Paul, he didn't always agree with Peter. He referred to the church as a body. Remove one part of body of church collapses. But we all have our roles to play. We're all an arm, a leg, a hand, an eye. We're all something within this church. And that's why we need to use our gifts. That's why we need to use the fruit of spirit to enable us to live a fruitful life and be a blessing to others. Achieving that blessing to others enables the church to look beyond the problems that cause heartache and disappointment. Being a blessing shows gentleness. If we think about it carefully, to a baby we are a blessing. We feed them, nurture them, and raise them in showing kindness and gentleness. However, sadly, a lot of people do not show that blessing. Or sometimes they don't even feel worthy of that blessing. God has given everyone the opportunity to be worthy of blessing and being blessing to others. The world may not conform to the ideals and values of Christianity, but let me tell you, everyone has an understanding or has heard of God in one way or another. And it's up to a person's own free will to whether or not they accept it. We have a chance through gentleness to show God exists and is ready to show love. Last two Sundays I have been here. Last Sunday I've seen Winter Gardens Baptist Church in the lovely island of Canvey Island in Essex. And after service, it's so much like our church. The parallels were uncanny. And I was chatting with one of the members afterwards, and he pointed out that if everyone did what they were called to, then the world would be full of gentle and kind people that are ready to serve. So what's next? Kindness and gentleness. They are two characteristics that are needed to get us through life. We might hear people say, keep calm and carry on, don't panic. Corporal Jones, don't panic, Captain Mangering. Well, when he starts panicking, the whole platoon starts panicking in some respect. But I kind of almost like Walker's response to everything. Come on, it'll be okay. We'll keep going. Oh, it did work. But being kind and gentle is important. At work, patients come in with dementia. It's sad to see the state they may be in. And sometimes you're chatting with them and just might be something that brings a smile to their day. They value that you're taking a chance to listen. Being kind and gentle is important. I am very often reminded of the final verse of the lovely hymn, Great is thy faithfulness. And the final verse, so beautiful. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth. Thine, O dear presence, should cheer and guide. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. That's poetry. The pardon God gives. His presence gives us something to cheer about. It guides our gentle thoughts and our kind-hearted spirits. God gives us strength for today. He gives hope for tomorrow. I don't know what each of your weeks in this week looks like, your diaries. But just remember, God is going to give you hope for tomorrow. He's going to give you hope all the way through to next Sunday. And when we do that, it's going to be ready, whatever circumstances, because 10,000 blessings, it's going to be amazing. I do sincerely look forward to the day we get to glory, and God just says, well done, here's your blessings. You were kind to that person. You were gentle with that person. You supported that person when they really needed this support. That's really kind and gentle, but God does that. So, really concluding this morning, where can you be kind and gentle? What areas of your life do you struggle? I was listening to an interview and with someone earlier on in the week, and they were explaining the week for a Christian is a bit like a game of football. Two halves. Sunday, it's the team talk of, come on, you're going to do okay this week. Monday, it's your first 25 minutes and you're a bit like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, I'll keep going, taking shots. And then Tuesday, you get that burst of energy, like it's halfway there. And Wednesday, you think, oh no, this isn't going great. And God's giving you another pep talk at that halftime team talk of, be kind and gentle, you're nearly there. Thursday, you're getting to that, still going around like, yeah, come on. Friday, well, it's last 10 minutes, you've got nil-nil, and it's like you're going to be okay. Then got injury time, Saturday injury time. if we all remember the World Cup in Qatar, it's like 20 minutes off injury time followed by extra time one game. It does feel like that. But then you get that winning shot. That's a great way to remember a week. Game of football. You're going to be okay. Remember, Wednesday may feel like it's forever away. It normally does. It did last night watching Manchester City beat Inter Milan in Champions League final. It just felt forever. But God will keep, it's your biggest cheerleader. He's your biggest man on your team to give you a pep talk. So whatever kindness and gentleness areas you are struggling with, be encouraged. Today's your pep talk. Wednesday's your half-time talk. Saturday's injury time, where you'll and start thinking ahead for next week. I'm going to reread that final verse from Greatest by Faithfulness. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth. Thine, O dear present, to cheer and to guide. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Let's pray before we just pray into God and worship him. Okay. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are kind and gentle. You've given us the opportunities to be kind and gentle. We just pray, Lord God, that whatever areas we're struggling in, you can help us to improve. You can help us be a kind and gentle spirit. And you can just give us that pep talk in areas we're struggling. We just thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're able to do this in your holy name. Amen.